Hello.
Hi, is Stacey available, please?
Speaking.
Is that Miss McCulloch? Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Stacey, it's James here from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation. Is that right?
Yeah, but I don't think mine will go ahead because it wasn't like any physical abuse or anything. So,
was there any mental abuse with him while he was at child while he was in childcare?
Only when I was in care of a family member.
Right.
There was physical and mental abuse.
So when you left the family member take it to go to childcare, is that correct?
Yeah.
So when you was in the care system, was there any? Did you witness any abuse or anything like that?
No, the people that lived with was like just really horrible, and then splitting my brother up. Like they decided they wanted all boys and no girls. They got rid of all the girls.
Was that foster carers, Stacey?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Right, so you'll qualify even for foster care, and it's still a part of the childcare system. So
right.
I'll make you aware, Stacey, so the average compensation at this moment in time for the Scottish redress is around about £45,000, okay?
Right.
Now, we're one of seven allocated solicitors that have been chosen to deal with the cases. Now, all we have to do to set up a case file, it takes 5 to 10 minutes while I get your case file set up.
Okay.
I don't need to go into too much depth with you. Just ask you a few questions. If they don't apply to you, you can just skip, and then we'll get your case file sent over to the legal team, and they'll be back in contact with you within 7 to 14 days to let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. My brother also went through the same with the same people when we were living with the same people, but they actually hit him.
Right,
I don't
okay.
know.
What we'll do there as well, so because we're dealing with your case, if you put him down as a referral, you get £100 cash as well for placing him down as a referral, and then your brother will get a claim going through as well, okay?
If
we've dealt with cases where people have not been abused physically, but they've witnessed it within foster care or been within childcare homes, and they still qualify for the payments, okay? I will make you aware, Stacey, that the compensation, I know it's a significant amount. It's never going to heal any scars, but it may provide you with a brighter future. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my name is James Thompson. I'm your allocated case handler, okay? So if you've got any questions after the call, please do save this number. If you require any updates or any questions, just give me a call. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. So, Stacey, I've got an email address. It's stacey_babe@hotmail.co.uk. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's stacey_.
Oh, Stacey dot. Yeah, I do apologise. I just missed that dot there. Sorry
That's
about
fine.
That. Stacey, just got your surname as McCulloch, McCulloch. Is that right?
Yes.
Brilliant. Bear with me a moment, Stacey. If you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your case file, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Can you confirm your date of birth, please?
The 6th of the 5th, 1989.
Oh, you've got the same birthday as me.
Oh, I've got the same birthday as you, that's crazy.
Yes, exactly the same birthday, wow. Crazy.
But the same year as well?
Same year as well, yes, absolutely.
That is crazy.
Stacey, the best contact number we've got for you ends in 676, and it's the one I'm ringing you on now, is that correct?
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, bear with me a moment. Just confirm for me your home postcode as well, please, Stacey.
It's G213SX.
Okay. And we've got it down as Galloway Street, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which number?
It's 46/21.
21, is it? Bear with me a moment. I've got two... I've got 1-2, is that correct? Oh, no, it's 2-1, is it? 46-2-1, there you go.
Yeah.
Bear with me a moment. So are you literally free for around about 5 minutes now, is that okay?
Yeah, I'm just in the shop, but it's fine.
All right, no problem. I won't ask you any questions relevant to anything that you don't need to speak about while you're out and about, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to move forward with you now. There will be a couple of questions I do need to ask. If they're irrelevant, just say skip and we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a terminal illness, Stacey?
No.
Okay. Just fine. We need to place onto your case file a beneficiary or next of kin, so it's vitally important, because the payments are a substantial amount of money. If anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your claim, and we couldn't give you the payment, who would you like the payment to go to?
Probably my oldest daughter.
How old is your daughter, your eldest one?
She's 19 next month.
Right, that's perfectly fine. As long as she's over the age of 16, that's fine. What's your daughter's name?
It's Kira Hayward, K-I-E-R-A.
And surname's Hayward, did you say?
Hayward, H-A-Y-W-A-R-D.
Got you, no problem at all. Now, we do need to place a contact number on here. Stacey, I just make you aware, Stacey, Kira will never, ever be contacted. She'll only ever be contacted if anything was to happen to you. Do you have a contact number at all?
Can you get me Kira's phone number up on your phone? 2 seconds.
Yeah, take your time. There's no rush.
It is 07526.
07526.
270.
270.
608.
608. Brilliant. Like I said, she'll never be contacted, only if anything was to happen to you and they couldn't pay the money out to yourself, okay?
Okay.
So, Stacey, in relation to the compensation, the time scale it takes is around about 8 to 12 months from start to finish, okay?
Yeah, my mum just got it.
All right, okay. So when the legal team do contact you, they will give you an estimated timescale and how much they're going to go in for, okay?
Okay.
Now, I just need to ask you this question before we move on. How old were you when you first went in the care system, i.e. with any foster parents or anything like that?
I was...
Do you know, roughly?
Roughly about 8, I'm sure.
About 8, so around about 1997 was that?
Yeah, because we were living with family for like 3 years.
Right, okay, no problem at all. Was it a care home you first went to, or was it the foster carers you went to?
No, it was foster carers.
Foster.
I went into a care home when I was 11 or 12, and that was me until just before my 16th birthday.
Right, okay, no problem at all. So you've been with the foster carers at around about 1997, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. How long were you with them for?
I've travelled around so many foster carers, I honestly don't know how long I was in each one.
So were you with them for, like, the foster carers for around about 3-4 years, would you reckon? With changing,
yeah,
shopping
roughly.
And changing? Roughly around that time. It's just for the legal team of the records, because what they'll do, they'll chase the records with the Scottish Government to confirm that you were with foster carers. That's all that is.
Yeah, okay. I was with foster carers, and then I went into a children's home for a short time.
Okay.
And then I went to, I'm not sure if I went back to foster carers before I went to the other children's home.
Okay. With the foster carers, where the abuse side of things, where it was, where mental and physical, do you remember the names of them foster carers that you was with?
The main one
where you stayed?
Yeah, it was John and Isabel. What was the second name?
Mr. John.
I can't remember the second name. I know where they stay, though, because they're still staying in the same address. It's 5 minutes from my house.
Okay, give me a second. Surname not known. But address.
I'm trying to remember the name while you're on the phone. If I remember it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. I've just put John and Isabel, surname not known at present, but address you do have if needed. They'll just basically just pull up the records. That's all it is. Okay.
Okay.
Give me just 1 second, Stacey. Now, I'm going to ask you these questions. You could just answer yes or no. Okay, I appreciate you're not in a place to talk. All right. So, in regards to the statement side of things, give me just one moment. I'm just going to go back into the care settings. For some reason, it's just not saved. Give me a moment.
Okay. Oh, their second name's Ross.
Is it Ross?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just
I've been going through the alphabet in my head and it just clicked.
Mr. and Mrs. John and Isabel Ross.
Yeah.
Okay. I've just put address can also be given as well. Okay, bear with me a moment.
So would they be contacted?
Not in any way, shape or form. No, definitely not.
Okay.
It's literally only for the records. So the legal team can pull up records for you being within the care system, okay?
Yeah, it's just obviously because I live like 5 minutes away from their house.
No,
so.
they can't be. The reason why they can never be contacted whilst making a compensation claim, it's a breach of GDPR and it's also a safety concern. So they can never, ever, ever be contacted in any way, shape or form. As you can imagine, if people have been in, like with foster carers that have had a serious situation, including yourself, it's a massive safety breach, so it will never, ever be able to be done. The legal team will make you aware of that as well. Okay. Stacey, have you ever been known by any other different names at all?
No.
You haven't? Okay. Let me just place that down on there. Brilliant. So I'm just going to move on to the statement side of things now. So with the foster carers, you can answer yes or no to these questions because I appreciate you're out and about at this moment in time. Okay. Was there mental abuse stated within the household?
Yes.
Okay. Was there physical abuse witnessed or to you in any way to the household?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any sexual abuse within the household to yourself or to anybody that you know?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's fine. Was it on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Within your adulthood life, with moving forward within your adulthood, would you say you suffer from any sort of mental health, anxiety, trust issues or PTSD?
Yes, I have been diagnosed with PTSD, depression and anxiety.
That down for you, okay?
Okay.
With you suffering with PTSD, depression, and anxiety, you will fall into the higher bracket, okay? Once again, the legal team will make you aware of that when they do give you a call. Now, the reason why I ask these questions, because I'm just popping in the notes and the legal team will elaborate on a statement. So they'll put a statement together for you. If you're happy with the statement, then you can say, yeah, that kind of matches what happened or what I went through. If you like to add anything or take away anything, you can do at that time. Okay.
Okay.
Did you witness anybody else within the household sustaining mental or physical abuse?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. So that's all I need for this notes of the statement, okay? Like I said, the legal team will make up a statement for you and you can add and take anything away from it if you like, all right? Now, Stacey, just while you're on the phone, I just need to get an authorization email over sent to you. It'll come through as a text message and an email. I just need you to, it's a click sign document to state that you're happy with the legal team to contact you to let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Bear with me a second. Once again, the compensation, it will never heal any scars, unfortunately, but it will be there to try and provide you with a brighter future, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me a second, Stacey. So you should receive that within the next 10 seconds. It'll come through as a text message or an email. Can you just confirm that you've received that for me, please, Stacey?
2 seconds.
Yeah, take your time.
I've got a text message.
Brilliant, yeah. So they're both the same. It'll say MMA Legal on there. There'll be a little blue link. If you just click on that, it'll open up the document section. You just scroll down, and there will be a part where it says sign. It requires a little squiggle with your finger. Then there's a blue button that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Bear with me just one moment. I'm just going to check that RN now. Brilliant stuff. So I can see that that's gone through. So that's an authorisation email. Last but not least, Stacey, okay, you're going to receive a message off the administration's team via WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You do. So because it's a compensation claim and because it's for over £10,000, the legal team will require one form of ID and one form of proof of address, okay? So you can use anything from a bus pass, a driving licence or a passport. And then
yeah, for a driving licence.
Yep, and for a proof of address, any letter dated within the last 3 months that's been sent through to your address, okay. Now, everything will be on the message on WhatsApp, what you need to do. You can just reply back to the WhatsApp message with just your pictures. When you're doing your picture of your driving licence and your letter, all four corners of the letter have to be within the picture, and the same with the driving licence, all four corners have to be in that, okay.
Yeah,
now,
that's fine.
What I'm going to do for you now is, well, I'm going to add a password onto your case file. So if anybody does ring you, all you need to do is say, have you got my password before we continue? It gives you a little bit of security as well as ourselves, so you know you're speaking to the correct people, okay?
Okay.
What would you like your password to be? It can be anything you like.
Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A-H.
Okay. I've saved that to your report there for you, so it'll be Brianna. If you're a little bit skeptical, all you need to do is just say, can you just confirm my password before I continue? And they'll confirm Brianna, and that way you know it's us that you're speaking to. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Bear with me just 1 second. I just need to confirm family tree as well for records. So parents' names, do you recall your parents' names?
Yes, Wendy McCulloch and Richard McCulloch.
Bear me a second. Let me just pop that in there. Won't be a second. Won't be a moment, Stacey. And then we're completed then.
Okay.
So it was Wendy McCulloch down on there. And was it Richard, did you say?
Yeah, Richard McCulloch. My mum's name would probably have been down as Wendy Pyra. She's recently changed her name to McCulloch.
Right, okay. Once again, they'll never be contacted if they are still with us in any way, shape or form, okay? It's literally just for record purposes. That's all it is, so the legal team can chase the records, okay?
Stacey,
that is pretty much it. Once again, my name's James Thompson. Once you put the phone down, please do save the number. It's MMA Legal James. And if you've got any questions or you want to chase up anything, please do not hesitate to give me a call. All you now need to do is just look out for your WhatsApp message. It should be with you within the next 15 minutes. And then once you receive that, just get them uploaded and we can get it fired over to the legal team right away. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Brilliant. Any questions, Stacey?
No, that's everything.
Great stuff. Pleasure speaking to you, Stacey. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
And remember,
right,
do give me a call, okay? Bye-bye.
I will do. Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.